Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show. Welcome to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, broadcast live here from the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm your producer, Eric Remmel, and I'm joined today by hosts, Lena and Scott Roberts. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Excited to be here today. We're going to be talking to Scott and learning a little bit about his background and kind of what sets him apart and makes him the expert in the massage world. So, got all kinds of fun facts. But before we get started, let's learn a little bit about Scott. Scott, tell me about your background. Are you from the Tampa Bay area?
No, I'm not. Actually, I grew up in a military family. So I had the privilege of moving around from military installation to military installation, and oftentimes moving while we were at the same installation. So as of today, I still have not lived in the same physical address more than 3 years in my entire life, but I have been here in Florida since 1997.
That's awesome. And for those who just heard the bark, we're actually also joined by the office. What's her actual title?
Is she She's the office manager.
Office manager, Dory. So we'll see on the podcast. We'll make sure to put up a picture of Dory. How old is she?
She's almost six.
Six-year-old Dachshund, right?
Yeah, miniature Dachshund.
Miniature Dachshund. Short hair, right?
Short hair, black and tan.
Super friendly, especially if you have actual treats to bring her when you come to the office.
Yes.
You'll be your best friend.
Yes.
Well, that is a good idea.
So back to Scott. You haven't lived in the same place for more than 3 years at a time. What brought you to the Tampa Bay area?
Actually, I came here because of my ex-wife. I came into this area.
Nice. And are you enjoying St. Peter already?
St. Pete is so far my favorite place to live.
Awesome. Where are you from originally?
Again, I've moved around from one place to another. So I was born in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Then that's where Lena is from. It's from North Carolina also, a little closer to Winston-Salem than Fayetteville. But then we moved to Massachusetts, then moved to South Carolina, then to Germany, back to Massachusetts, then to Utah, and on and on and on and on and on.
That's exciting. Well, a lot of people don't realize that there's a hidden meaning behind the name Peaceful Warriors Wellness. So for those of you that don't know Scott personally, he was in the armed services for many years. And it's kind of where I think you guys came up with the idea for the practice, wasn't it?
Well, it was for me. When I was in language school in the Army, I spent 7 years in military intelligence and 3 years in psychological operations. And I went to language school twice in Monterey. And the second time I was there, I actually went to massage school. A lot of my fellow soldiers in the barracks got to know that I was pretty handy, all puns intended, and was pretty good at doing what I was doing and encouraged me to pursue this as a career. So I went to massage school in 1992 in Monterey, California, while I was learning Russian. Then when I moved out of California, my training pretty much didn't help me anywhere else. Spent a lot of years in management, restaurant management, and sales management, and learned how to run a business for everybody else. And then 9 years ago, while I was driving a taxi cab, I decided that I wanted to pursue massage therapy again, and I made a decision to open up my own business and practice and do things the way I thought was correct as opposed to doing it somebody else's way.
And here we are.
And here we are. So I broke a bunch of rules in doing so. I had no capital to start with. I couldn't pay my rent at home or here when I started this business for the next month unless I made the money. And I hired three other people and signed a lease and opened the doors.
Well, and what year you guys just celebrating business?
We just celebrated our 8-year anniversary, October 3rd.
That's exciting.
2011. It was our first day opening the doors and walking the streets of St. Pete, handing out business cards to anybody and everybody that would take one.
Well, that's exciting. I mean, one of the reasons why you guys wanted to start a podcast and share the information online was to explain to people about who you are, what you do, your background, your real passion for this. And if anyone's been in the facility, you can tell not only between Lena and Scott, but all of the other therapists have a very caring and I would say a very supportive attitude. No matter who I talk to when I walk in the door here, they're always welcoming. They're always inviting. They always want to make sure, are you healthy? Are you doing okay? And you guys really have instilled that not only as a care provider yourself, but as a establishment as well here.
We have. And, you know, a few minutes ago you asked about the meaning behind the business name. I was given the nickname of the Peaceful Warrior while I was in massage school in Monterey. And it was based on a book by Dan Millman called Way of the Peaceful Warrior, which I definitely recommend you to take the time to read if you haven't. But one of the first lessons that is taught through the story of that book is to be present, being here, being now. And I feel that that is probably the most important thing you can do in a massage therapy session is to be present with that person that you're providing that care for.
Absolutely. Now, you said you were previously in California and went through massage training there. Was that something you did for some time, like when you're in the military? Is it kind of where you got your passion for it or your start?
My first actual paid for massage was I was 11 years old living in Germany. My dad was stationed there and his best friend had back problems and he would pay my sister or I 5 Deutschmarks. This was long before the euro existed to massage his back. And of course, we'd very quickly run down to the closest Bäckerei, which is a bakery where they had bakery treats and chocolate and candy and spend that 5 marks as fast as it burned a hole in your pocket.
Now, for those of you that don't know a Deutschmark, what's that equate to nowadays? Is that a couple
of
dollars?
It doesn't even exist. Yeah. Back then it was, I think, between 4 and 5 marks to the dollar at that time.
Oh, wow. So it was really
It really wasn't a whole lot of money.
Like 25 cents.
Yeah. So it wasn't a lot of money, but we did what we could and had fun with it. So that's kind of where I started developing a little bit of a passion for helping people through touch.
That's awesome. So as far as massage, is that the only thing you do? Because I think I heard a rumor that you're a personal trainer as well.
I have been. I specialized in TRX suspension strap training. One of the things that I recognized in working with people and their soft tissue through massage therapy is that most of the imbalances that people have are a result of one muscle group overpowering another muscle group. And only through the intention of actual fitness can you correct some of that and tone up the muscles that need to be toned in order to correct the posture and the imbalance that's occurring in that joint. So I went to about 7 different TRX certification classes and for a little while opened up my own TRX suspension strap studio. That's since been closed, but yeah, it's definitely an important part, and we still recommend corrective exercises for people that are coming in and might have different issues.
How has that benefited you as a therapist? Does it give you the opportunity to look at things uniquely different?
I think so. One of the things that's very different about myself and Lena, for example, is I'm very mechanical. I know that this bone is here. I know that this muscle attaches to that part of the bone, and it travels over here to this bone over here. And when it contracts, it creates this movement. And I utilize that in every session that I'm doing to try to provide relief for the clients. Lena also has that ability, but she's also very intuitive. She looks at things from a different standpoint as far as using different modalities like reflexology and stuff. And that's one of the things that I think makes our facility very unique is that we don't have cookie cutter massage therapists. And we don't have cookie cutter sessions. Each session is designed for that client that day for, you know, depending on what they're feeling. So you might present this week with some lower back pain due to different things, whether you slept wrong or an accident or anything else. You might have problems with your knees, your neck, or anything else today, and I'm going to change what I'm doing to address that concern.
Well, that's really nice because a lot of times when you go to, like you said, the cookie cutter facilities, they have 1 or 2 techniques and that's it. You come in with a headache and they're rubbing your shoulders or your low back. Like, hey, my problem's up here. It's not the same thing you do with every other customer or client that walks in your door.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. Obviously, the lower back isn't directly correlated to somebody having a headache, but the shoulders are. And the reason being is the muscles that connect to the base of the skull all come out, anchor into the shoulders. So we don't just massage the muscles that are attached to the spot that hurts. There are a lot of other muscle groups around that are compensating for you're trying to avoid whatever's causing that pain, and we're going to work on those as well. So we're very good at assessing and identifying what's going on. We watch movement patterns as people walk down the hallway. We are looking at posture. We're asking questions about different activities, whether it be work-related or going out to do things that they enjoy doing, playing golf, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, we take all those different things into consideration in coming up with a plan for you.
That's awesome. Well, it's almost time for our first commercial break. Before we go, any parting thoughts? If anyone wants to learn more about you, can they find you anywhere at like a local, your favorite spot around here, favorite bakery or anything in downtown St. Pete other than Peace Warriors Wellness?
Well, we do go to the Saturday Morning Market every other weekend.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, it's a great opportunity in a very nice outdoor environment. It's you get to go down there and shop for your vegetables, and there's a lot of different food venues down there. And some very unique vendors that will have things that you won't be able to find in a box store, which is really nice. But we set up a tent there, and we have a couple of massage chairs and a couple of tables. And we do sessions in 10-minute increments. And it's a great opportunity for us to meet new people and show them what we do and how we're different. And the fact that we really focus on a lot of different modalities. And maybe after the commercial break, we'll be able to get into some of those. But it's just a great opportunity for us to go out there and meet new people and share our business with them.
Absolutely. Well, you're listening to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. We'll be back in a few minutes after this commercial break. Hey, Eric Rimmel here, producer of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. And I'm here today to tell you about the amazing folks at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. Not only am I a producer of the show, but I'm also a client. Their staff of therapists are truly the best at what they do. Now is your chance to check them out for yourself. Go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and click book now, or give them a call at 727-822-8866. Use the promo code radio and get $15 off your first visit. Yes, you heard me right, $15 off your first visit. Now this is just for a limited time, and make sure to tell them you heard about it on heliumradio.com. Welcome back to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. I'm your producer, Eric Remmel. We're talking with Scott and Lena Roberts today, who are the hosts of the show. And Scott, tell us a little bit more. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, your passion, your background, how you got your start. Tell us a bit more about your specialties. Is there certain things that you're certified in or specialize in?
Well, yes. Most of our therapists have a background of neuromuscular therapy and myofascial release. Those are kind of the base of therapeutic massage for us here in this office. A lot of people are very familiar with those terms, which is nice. But I've spent a lot of time in the last 8 years learning other modalities that are, I think, very helpful to what I do. So they include things like active isolated stretching. And not only can I perform that during a massage session, but I also try to teach people how to use those stretches on their own outside of the office to prevent injuries and to address areas that are sore or tight. I'm specialized in rock blades, rock tape. I provide cupping. And I also started learning myoskeletal alignment techniques with Eric Dalton's approach. So everything that when I look at different continuing education courses that I'm going to take, I'm looking at things that I think are going to be that type of impact for my clients and help them with whatever issue they're presenting.
So for the layman's that are tuning in, what's a modality?
A modality is just something that someone has spent time practicing and testing with their clients and then decided that it was worth sharing and teaching other people, and they that becomes a modality.
It's almost like a technique or a protocol type is what you describe it?
Yeah, and they often include protocols. What I think is important is that massage therapy is a science. There's a lot of science behind it. There's a lot of proof that it does different things. But I also feel like it's an art. So when I go to learn from someone else what their modality and their approach and thought process might be and improve my repertoire skills, what I'm really also looking for is how can I integrate that into what I already do in a way that's going to be useful. And that might be exactly the same in some areas. It might be just slightly different in others. But, you know, it's just what I do to make a difference.
So when we talk about rock blades and rock tape, just for the listeners that may not have any experience with that, can you describe a little bit more in detail what that means or what that is?
Sure. So Rock Tape is a company, and they provide a kinesio tape. It's much like kinesio Tape is a brand. Rock Tape is a different brand. I choose to work with Rock Tape because I think that it's a better product in the sense that it sticks and adheses to the skin better and lasts longer. And it has a little bit more elasticity in the tape. So that's why I choose to use it. That can be used to help provide support to a joint, but it can also help to innervate muscles and calm them. It has a very neurological effect, the tape does. Rock Blades is a instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization tool. It's much like Graston. It's similar to that. But the tools are different in the way that they're shaped and sized. And what that is really, really good at is helping to break up adhesions, especially with scar tissue and things of that nature. Cupping is also very good at helping to break up adhesions in the tissue and create space in between the layers of tissue.
So basically just ways to help you do your job better or more effectively.
Correct. And most of those things I use in a very spot treatment kind of situation. And I don't use them every single time with every single client, but if I find something that needs it, and as long as I've communicated with the client what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and have their informed consent to do so, then it works out real well.
That's awesome. So when you talk about the tape, that's something like if I see a jogger or a runner, a lot of times
you'll see it very commonly in basketball, football. If you're watching any of these activities on TV, the athletic tape is white and it always wraps just a joint. And it's really just designed just to keep that joint stable. Rock tape or any kinesio tape is flexible. It's like a second layer of skin. And you're seeing it on elbows quite a bit, shoulders in the NBA. Definitely shoulders if you watch any beach volleyball tournaments or anything like that. Those players will have a bunch of kinesio tape. It'll be pink or blue or black or, you know, there's
different they come colors.
In so many different colors now. It's not even funny. And you can even get them with team logos and all this other stuff. So
very cool. Well, you mentioned you're learning a new technique now. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, myoskeletal alignment techniques was designed by an actual doctor. He's also a massage therapist, and it's really designed to use the soft tissue to help realign different bony structures where they're supposed to be. The only thing that helps move a bone or hold a bone in a certain position is the soft tissue that's connected to it, and so it can be very influential in helping with alignment of the hips and the shoulders. So he talks all the time about leveling the shoulders and leveling the hips because most people will have a little bit of lift one way or the other, and sometimes it's the same side, sometimes it's the opposite side, sometimes there's some rotation and twist in the spine that can all be impacted by soft tissue.
So what you're saying is we're all just a little lopsided?
Oh, definitely. Me included.
Well, we're almost out of time, but before we break here, tell us a little bit more about what's on the horizon at Peaceful Warrior Wellness. Are Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center, are you looking to learn more techniques, continue to grow your expertise and your background, or...
Well, I definitely plan on, I had intended this summer to go to Oklahoma City and actually take a hands-on course with Eric Dalton. Unfortunately, a health issue got in the way of being able to do that. But I'm looking forward to doing that next year. We're also looking at different ways that we might be able to expand the practice and provide more rooms and more therapists to help more people in the same amount of time.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, thanks again for your time today. It was great learning more about you on the first ever episode of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast right here broadcast live from the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Pete. If anybody wants to know more about the center itself or learn more about you, is there a place where they can do that?
Well, our website is a great place to do that. It's www.peacefulwarriorswellnesscenter.com. We also have a Facebook page. I believe we are also on Twitter and Instagram.
If someone is local and they want to book an appointment, what's the easiest way? Is that to call you, go through your website? What do you recommend?
Well, it depends on what they're wanting to do. So if they're wanting to actually, they can go to our website and look at the therapist and read through their bios. Sometimes that's really nice to get a feel of who you might see when you come in the door and a little bit about them and their history and see if there's a connection there already. You can also call, and maybe you have a certain issue that you're dealing with, whether it be frozen shoulder or plantar fasciitis or, you know, neck pain. Different things that each of us specialize in that somebody might be a better fit for that person. You can always call on the phone and we'll do everything we can to connect you with that right therapist for you as well.
So if someone's out in the community and they don't happen to come by the center, can they catch you? You said Saturday morning market.
They can, yep. And it's every other weekend. We were there just last weekend, which was the 9th. of November. So let's see.
23rd will be on next
23rd
one.
Will be the next one that will be out there. And every 2 weeks after that.
Very cool. Well, thanks again for your time, and I look forward to hearing you guys on future podcasts.
Thank you, Eric.
Yep. Once again, you've tuned in to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, broadcast from the Peace Warriors Wellness Center, downtown St. Pete. And we'll catch you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.